Well, how private do you think Facebook is, huh? Seriously, when all of your stuff is out there in the world of social media, do you feel safe? Well, privacy protection is the mantra for most companies and platforms in the online world. But is the notice of personal privacy an illusion, especially when it comes to social media? VOCM's Linda Swain speaks with Terry Hussey of Vigilant Management and Josh Taylor of Tech Squad about Facebook and privacy and what you should know.
From time to time, you do see people saying, as of now, Facebook now has control over your pictures. Well, no, you gave them that permission right from the get-go. Do people not understand that?
Well, it's a generational thing, right? I think that there's people who understand it and don't care, people who don't understand it, so whatever, they're just going to use Facebook to play games and connect with people. And then there's the people who understand it and aren't on Facebook, right? I mean, you know, 10 years ago, somebody not being on Facebook was kind of strange, right? Because everybody was on Facebook. But now, if somebody says to you, I don't use Facebook, you could probably say, you know what, I can understand you not using Facebook. There are a lot of reasons to be uncomfortable with what they do with your data on the platform, and I respect that. It doesn't mean that you have to do the same thing, but everybody can understand that as an informed choice in 2020. So it depends on who you're talking to. And I really do believe that there's a generational thing there. Like younger people Josh can help me here, but under the age of 25, I don't know that they're really all that big on Facebook. My era, you know, you're talking to 35 to 45 year olds. We were there when Facebook first emerged. We were all on it. We connected with all our high school friends and less and less of us use it regularly. But then the highest growth portion of Facebook is the 55 to 60 plus range. I mean, they're experiencing explosive growth there, and I think most people here, listeners, might have a grandparent or a parent who's active on Facebook all the time and is always calling you saying, I can't get Facebook on my iPad, and you got to go help them put Facebook on the iPad. Like, it's an interesting spectrum of which age group thinks what about it, but most people who are tech savvy or informed on this stuff are at the very least uncomfortable with what Facebook does with their data, and they just accept it. But then again, we're into the broader issue of privacy in the modern information age. I mean, most places, Google knows just as much or more about you than Facebook does. And people have kind of just accepted that as a part and parcel of the conveniences offered by modern technology.
Is privacy nothing more than an illusion, Josh?
I think so. And I think we're definitely in an age now where, we really do need to have a debate in Canada about who owns our data. And I think people should continually have to opt in for a company to maintain their data. In other words, if you leave a platform, the data is gone, and you should continuously opt in, because it's happening everywhere. Terry mentioned Google, and he's spot on. It's the number one. They track everything you've ever looked at. They're across the web. Because the advertising platforms, Google AdWords, that's used to target you throughout the internet is linked through by Google. So Google knows everywhere you've gone, not just what you searched, but where you went and what you did. So Google has this crazy amount of data, and so does Facebook has the same thing. All these companies are just giant data companies. So you're definitely giving away a ton of privacy, and I get very worried about it, not to be too alarmist, but in China, you've seen them really clamp down on their citizens with data. And here in Canada, you're talking about tracking people with COVID. And I think data usage to find out where people have been with COVID is incredibly valuable. But you wonder how many of these things stick and become a part of our culture, and how many things can you unwind? I know when I go to the airport, I still have to take off my shoes. I don't want the government to know where I am every single year, every single day, just because there was a pandemic once. So hopefully we get a better and start a dialogue, get a better understanding of our own data, and start a dialogue around who owns our information as Canadian citizens. And what kind of rights do we have? And that just hasn't happened yet, and it has to happen.
Terry, we were talking about the aging demographic on Facebook, but what's the next big thing? What's the biggest threat, if you will, to Facebook?
So, I mean, everybody's been talking about the next big thing to take out Facebook for 15 years, and it hasn't happened. So I'm not sure that it's like what Josh said, it's a part of the fabric of the global economy. I don't know what's going to dislodge it in the next maybe 5 years. I mean, I can't see grandparents being on TikTok, for example. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, me personally, my social media platform of choice is Twitter because I enjoy the, you know, the back and forth and the access to instantaneous news. But I mean, it isn't for everybody. And Facebook is one of those things that's just so simple in its design. It's, you know, you connect with people you know, and now they're your friends. And when they post something, you see it, and away you go. Especially considering, I mean, when Facebook was just social media, fine, it had a utility, but it has gone beyond that to become an economic engine for so many sectors across the world. I don't think it can be so easily replaced because all it is an advertising platform. And I don't see anybody replacing the ability to reach consumers in various segments of a market as easily as Facebook can do it. So long as they offer that service to advertisers, they aren't going anywhere.
That is Terry Hussey of Vigilant Management and Josh Taylor of Tech Squad speaking with VOCM's Linda Swain about the illusion of privacy on Facebook and, of course, other social media as well.